Welcome to Dating Talk with Keely. Hi, welcome to Dating Talk with Keely.
Thanks.
Do you want to tell the listeners your name and your age?
Sure. My name is Becky, and I am 26, just about 27.
Nice. And how do you identify?
Oops, sorry, you cut out there.
It's okay. How do you identify?
Woman. Female.
Okay, and straight?
Mostly.
Okay, gotcha. Where did you grow up and where do you live
now?
So
I grew up in Central Jersey, and yes, it exists. And I currently live in Northern Utah.
Oh, wow. So what's that like?
It was quite the culture shock when I came out here. It is a very different way of living, and I don't love it, but the access to nature is really, really nice.
I bet. What were your parents like growing up?
Embarrassing. Oh, I don't know how to really answer that. They're very chill. It was always in my house. They didn't care what we were doing as long as we were being safe. So when we got to being teenagers, it was, okay, Mom, I'm going to hang out in JT's basement. And she knew what I was doing. I was smoking down there. But it was always, okay, just as long as you sleep over or call me if you need a ride.
Yeah, my parents were the same. And I feel like it's definitely a good way to parent.
Right. Like, kids are going to do it sure. Anyway. So you might as well make sure they're safe.
Yeah, definitely. What do you do for a living?
I'm actually a grad student right now. So.
Oh, okay. Great.
So just what research. Are you studying? I'm doing research on the San Andreas Fault in Southern California. So I'm working on mapping some new segments of it remotely.
That's so cool. So when was your last real relationship?
I guess technically my last real relationship was, 2016 or 2017.
Okay, what was the breakup?
Sorry. A good, 3 years ago, at least.
And what was the breakup like?
It was sudden for me. We only went out for maybe 5 or 6 months, but we never really had sex. And so one day I was just like, let's have a conversation about this. Is there something I could be doing? Is there something I shouldn't be doing? Is it like a mental block? And he was just kind of like, I'm not in a place to be in a relationship right now. We should end this.
Oh, wow. So how did you take it? How did you get over it? That kind of thing.
I guess I didn't take it particularly well. It was like right around the holidays, so I was super sad about it. But luckily, that was a big year for me. So I was on vacation in Hawaii right after, and then I got accepted to grad school, and I also got a new job. So I moved to DC all in 3 months following it. So I didn't really have a lot of time to be sad about it.
That's good though. Everything happens for a reason.
It was definitely for the best, because it's not like he was going to follow me out to Utah. So it had an expiration date anyway.
Okay, that's good. So how are you feeling about dating nowadays? Are you over it? Do you love it?
I'm pretty over it right now. I've dated, I think, all the single men in the valley that I'm living in. Because I go on Hinge and it's just the same people over and over and over again.
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine
it's
that.
It's wild and they're scary.
Yeah, because it's like I'm in New York City, so it's literally I haven't seen the same person ever.
I mean,
you know?
Yeah. When I was in DC, I could set my radius to a mile and never see the same face.
Right. So how do you meet people besides the apps?
That's about it for me. I really don't
hang
out with a lot of people here because they don't like me. So it's really just the apps.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, so what dating apps do you use? What's your favorite one?
I really like Hinge, but I kind of ran out of people on there and I kept deleting it to refresh it. And I was like, this is getting ridiculous. So I just deleted it for sure. And now I'm using Bumble, but They're all bad. There's a great one out here if you're LDS, but I am not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Hinge is my favorite too, but that's annoying that Utah hasn't caught on, I guess.
I think it's a little bit of that and a little bit of there aren't many people outside the LDS faith here. And so the dating pool is just very, very small.
Okay. And just for listeners, can you explain what LDS is? Oh, it's
the Church of the Latter-day Saints, so Mormons.
Got it. Okay, well, why don't you tell me about the best date you've ever gone on?
Best date? Okay. Yes. So the best date I've ever gone on was actually with that guy who broke up with me a few years ago. I was not particularly looking forward to it. And then I went, you know, we were meeting at a coffee shop right after work and it was like 40 minutes away from me. And the perfume, I had like this oil-based perfume that broke and got all over the clothes that I'd packed. So I just went in my bartender outfit smelling like beer. And we just had a really good time. We talked until the coffee shop closed. And then we went for a walk around the Princeton campus. We eventually ended up sitting by a fountain and like just making out in the grass there for an hour. I think I finally went home around 2 a.m.
Ooh, I love that. Sounds
it was
romantic.
Really nice. It was a really nice date. I still think about it a lot.
That's nice. I recently like went on a date and I'm doing like, well, I was doing Dry February. I gave up. And so we had like sort of like a sober date and then it was like pouring rain out. So I was calling a cab and his apartment was like close by. Mm-hmm. So we like waited in his like hallway and he like unzipped my winter jacket and like pulled me in for a kiss and like made out with me. And it was like so hot. Like I like, and then I like pulled back and I was like, oh my God, my cab's here. And I like ran out to my cab. And then the whole way home, I was just like, whoa, like, that was so hot. Like,
I would have melted into a puddle.
I know. I was like, whoa. Like, I'm just so used to, like, being like, oh, is he going to kiss me? Is he not going to kiss me? Am I going to kiss him? Like, he just, like, went for
it. That is assertive. I like it.
Me too. Tell me about the worst date you've been on.
There are so many of those. I guess the absolute worst date, I like called my mother crying after. It was here and I went out with this guy who like we had a really good rapport like over text and I was really excited to meet him. And we got breakfast at like my favorite coffee shop in town and it was just like everything I said I was wrong and he had no problem telling me. And so I was just feeling dejected. And then at one point I was talking about, I don't even remember what I was saying, but I brought up the fact that I was Jewish. And I don't talk about that a lot out here because I don't really enjoy hearing people say, oh, you're my first Jew. It's weird. And a lot of times it comes from like, it's just a place of ignorance and they really do want to, you know, they want to learn, but they don't realize that saying that is kind of off. But he wasn't one of them. He was like, he was from New York. So I didn't feel like it, you know, I felt like it was a safe space to be Jewish. And when I mentioned something about it, he goes, oh, yeah, I forgot. You're a Jew, aren't you? And I was like, yes, I am a Jew. And he goes, well, that's okay.
Oh, God,
no. And I was like, I'm going to get some more coffee. And, like, got my cup of coffee and then ended the date and, like, called my mother sobbing.
That's terrible.
It was ridiculous. And he wanted another date. I'm like, you think this went well? And then I ran into the grocery store immediately after.
Oh, my God. Men are so weird, like, with wanting another date, even though, like, didn't, like, I just don't understand how men don't pick up that, like, a girl had a bad time.
Yeah. I mean, he just sat there insulting me for a solid hour and then thought I was into it.
Right. Ugh, so weird. I had this guy actually reach out to me today. And I didn't have his number saved. And he was like, hey, Keely, like, long time no chat. And I just, like, was like, who is this? And then for, like, probably, like, 4 or 5 messages later, he, like, didn't tell me his name or where we met. He was just like, oh, German girls, like, something about that. Like, oh, and your birthday's in December, like all these things about me. And I was just like, okay, I'm done with this. Like, bye. And then he was like, I met you by Yankee Stadium. And I'm like, I've never been to Yankee Stadium. And then finally he tells me who he was. And I was like, we met 2 years ago. Like, I remembered who he was. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we met 2 years ago. Like, why are you reaching out now? And he's like, I just felt like we had a spark. That's... And I'm like, what?
Too late, man.
Like, just men are so weird sometimes.
I was literally just talking to my mom about this.
Like, I just couldn't believe it. I was just like, this is so weird. All right, let's get to some sex questions.
All right,
what was your first time? Yeah. What was your first time like?
Okay. So my actual first time penis in, I was 17. It was in my boyfriend's bed and I was on top and I lowered myself onto him. He was in like just pure ecstasy. I panicked, jumped off him. I was like, I gotta go. I'm not ready for this. And ran out of the house. And then I texted him. I'm like, there's nothing you did wrong. I just like, I have to go to the gynecologist tomorrow and I don't want her knowing. not, you know, not great for him. But then a few weeks later, we went to prom and, I don't know what the customs are elsewhere, but in New Jersey, you get a shore house and you go to the shore after prom and stay there for a week. And so prom night, a nice cliche, we got a little tipsy and he ran to the convenience store to get some condoms. And it was honestly, it was like, he was very gentle and it was a good experience.
Oh, I love that. I also love that you being like, I have to go to the gynecologist, bye.
I don't know why I thought she would judge me.
Oh, that is so funny. I love that. That's a good first time story, though. That's a good first time story, though.
Yeah, it's a good one. I got, you know, the panic and then also prom in there. So a real good, you know, USA situation.
So I've actually added a new question to my outline that I don't think I included. Okay. But tell me about the best sex you've ever had and what made it so good.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a couple answers to that.
That's fine. Yeah, please.
In college, oh God, the best sex I ever had was with this guy I was seeing. It was a horrible situation, but... And he didn't have sheets on his bed. And he lived, like, he lived in a terrible area, like, totally way off campus. But he had, like, a magic dick for some reason. And he, there was one night that I was over, and we were all over for a party. And he, like pulls me upstairs, and he's like, I have something special for you. And he had someone, like, one of our friends carve out an apple bong. And, like, his, like, romantic gesture was his apple bong. And I was like, oh, this is, like, really weird. But, like, okay, like, you're trying. And that was weird. But then the sex that followed was he, like, handcuffed my hands behind my back and, like, was, like, tossing me around. And it was just so hot. And then afterwards, we just couldn't stop laughing. So it was just, like, it was all kinds of fun all around. And then
I love
it was a lot. It was a good time. It was tacky at first. I don't know why he thought an apple bong was a romantic thing to do, but it was really good. And then there was another time with that guy I was seeing a few years ago. And I think it was actually our first time. And I don't ever like come with men typically. Unless, like, especially, like, the first time, like, it takes a little bit to get used to everyone's body. And it was just, like, right off the bat, like, he was just, like, grinding on me in a way that was just so perfect. And I didn't see it coming.
I love that.
Yeah.
You reminded me of a story. So, like, how you said, like, he had no sheets on his bed and, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. So one of my, like, best sex sessions was I went to this guy's house in like somewhere unsafe as well. And we get into his room and he like has like three locks on his bedroom door.
Ooh.
And I was like, ooh. I was like, why are you locking us in here? And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. But my roommate is a klepto.
Ooh.
And like, I have to keep everything locked up. And I was like, oh my God. And then, but then we had the best sex ever. Like we were like up against like his window in New York City. God. So it was fancy. Like, yeah. But I was like so scared for the rest of the night because I was like, well, I'm not going to leave this apartment because I don't even know like what neighborhood I'm in and like don't want to leave in the middle mm-hmm. of the night. But also like, is this guy going to like try to break in or something? Like, oh, it was so scary.
It's always the men with like the sketchiest bedrooms. Like I was reading, there's a tweet this morning or something that was shared somewhere. And it was like, ask any girl, the best sex of her life is in a treehouse with a guy with dreadlocks who didn't take a shower in like 5 weeks.
It's so true. Also, if you hear any background noise, it's because I have like work being done on my apartment, just so listeners know. Tell me about a funny sex encounter you've had.
So this one was actually really recent, and oh God. So I was seeing this guy here in Utah. I really liked him. And he really enjoyed when I was more dominant. And so I had him in my bed, like in handcuffs and ankle cuffs, and was going down on him. And he really enjoyed when I sucked on his balls a little bit. So I was doing that. But we had, you know, of course, established safe words, and someone had taught me the, you know, red, yellow, green. And he suddenly yelled out yellow. And so with his balls in my mouth, I like look up at him and he was just like, oh, just a little bit more gentle. And I opened my mouth like a dog dropping a tennis ball and his balls just fell out. And I was like, oh, sorry. It was just so, because we both have dogs and we both knew exactly what it looked like immediately. And we both just burst into laughter. Like we had, it took us 10 minutes to calm down from that.
I love that. That's so funny.
But I don't know of any, like, I can't imagine how it could have possibly gone in any other direction with the situation.
Did you guys get back into it?
What was that?
Did you guys get back
into
it?
Yeah, we did eventually once we stopped giggling.
I do love like a little giggle during sex though, or something that funny like happens and it like makes you guys like laugh together. Like I like that
during sex all the time. It's funny, it's weird, you're naked, there's odd noises, it smells strange, it's hot, but it's funny.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think there's any shame in that.
Yeah, I said that to somebody I interviewed. I think it was one of the guys I interviewed, and they're like, oh my God, no, like I feel so insecure if the girl starts laughing. And I was like, why?
No. The sheetless guy, he would laugh whenever he came. He would just burst into laughter. It was so unsettling at first, but like really endearing afterwards.
I bet. Yeah. So tell me about a Walk of Fame story you have.
Oh God. Okay. I have two good ones from college, and they were, honest to God, like, in a span of 2 weeks of each other. And I call them – I'm a 30 Rock fan, so I call them a stride of pride. But,
ooh,
yeah,
I like
right?
that.
Lemon. But so one of them was Halloween of my junior year in college, and my friend and I really wanted to go as something – because, you know, you got to go as a sexy Halloween costume. So we wanted to do a sexy Halloween costume for something that's just not sexy. And so we came up with sexy calculators. And ooh. So I paid, my sister still wears this Halloween costume like every year. It's in the family. But so I painted us some calculators onto bodycon dresses. And of course, you know, in the text area wrote boobies, you know, like eight, whatever. So we wore that out and I went home with a no sheet guy. And the next morning, I texted my friends and I was like, do you want to go to the Fractured Prune, which is this like amazing donut shop in town? And they were all like, yes. And I'm like, okay, great. Like, can you come pick me up and like take me home and like so I can get dressed? And they're like, well, I got this and I have this. So we'll just come get you and go. And I'm like, no, listen to me. And it was like too late. And so they show up at this guy's door and I'm like, can you please take me home to change? And they're like, what's the issue? And I'm like literally standing there in my sexy calculator costume. I have no underwear. I have no fucking idea where it went. And one of them, there was like six of us. And one of them's like, well, you can have my sweatshirt. So now I'm like in a bright yellow sweatshirt in the sexy calculator costume in downtown Lancaster. I was just like so embarrassed. But
I love that you went though. Like you're like, fuck it.
I'm not gonna say no to a donut. Like I got some and now I'm getting a donut. I just look weird doing it.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the second one was also walking home from that guy's place. And the college I went to, they had like this mandatory live on campus thing. So most people lived within like, you know, like half a mile of campus. But this kid somehow finagled his way out of it and lived like a good mile and a half away in a not so great neighborhood. But he didn't have a car. And so it was like time to leave. And I didn't drive there and no one wanted to pick me up. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to walk home. And I wasn't embarrassed about it because it was like, you know, 8 a.m. No one was really out. I was in my, you know, it was, you know, 2013. So we were very into bodycon skirts still. So I was in like a tight black skirt and like this tiny little like hot pink bustier almost. And I finally get to campus and I freeze because there is a tour group coming right towards me and there is nowhere for me to go. And I just kind of walked through them and people stared at me and I'm like, come to F&M. It's great. We have a good time here.
Seriously. The kids were probably like sweet and the parents were probably like horrified.
You know what? If the parents are horrified, they didn't have enough fun at college.
True. Right? Exactly. Oh, I love that. So what turns you on?
Oh, that's a big question. Okay, this isn't going to sound weird, but I really like when a man is moaning. Like, that just gets me going so quickly if they're, like, feeling it. But I guess
that's so true. I feel like when a guy is quiet, I'm like, okay, let's, like, try something else. Like, let's get this going.
Are you not enjoying this? So I love when a guy is loud, but I guess I'm like a complete switch. So I really enjoy being dominant as much as I love being submissive. So I really just enjoy like tying a guy up and just like playing with him for as long as like he can last. But I also really enjoy like the opposite being done on me. Like I have a friend who we like long distance sexed and it's all just like him like tying me up and like not letting me come and like sucking his dick and using a vibrator on me, and I just like whenever he texts me I like melt into a puddle.
Oh, I love that. Right? I wish I was able to be more dominant. Like I'm such a sub. Mm-hmm. But like the one time I tried being dominant, like I wasn't that into it, but I think like I just need to try more.
It's a weird dynamic because it's not easy to be in either position, but I guess in a way it's easier to be submissive than it is to take control of the situation. But I kind of get a power high once I'm in control.
Yeah, like I kind of want to have that power high. Like I just need to try it again.
It's fun.
Yeah. So what is your ideal first date like what do you want to do on a first date?
I guess for me, an ideal first date is just really chill. Like, I always do my first dates at a coffee shop because there's an out. You know, if you go for a drink, you can always have another drink, but you're not going to get another coffee. But so I guess an ideal first date for me is just, like, a coffee shop date that turns into a walk, that turns into a lunch, that, you know, that just kind of keeps – that never ends. You know, when you just kind of have a really good rapport and you're laughing and you're having a good time. And, like, there's just, like, a little bit of, like, you know, contact every here and there that just kind of, like, sends, like, ripples through your body. I love that.
Yeah, I love that, too. I'm usually a just drinks kind of gal.
I honestly haven't gone on many drinking first dates. And I think, I guess when I was in DC, I did. But when I was in New Jersey, I worked at a bar. And so if I went on a first date out at a bar, I would just run to people I know. And we don't right. have bars in Utah, so, or at least where I am.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine that, like, it's, not being able to, like, go to a bar.
I mean, there are, it's weird, because there's, like, you have to be designated a restaurant or a bar, and if you're a restaurant, you have to have food with your alcohol. And there are, like, two bars in town, but they're dives. They're huge dives. And I went on a date to one of them, and, like, I was very casual, but I had pink lipstick on, and everyone was staring at me. It was so awkward.
Now it's time for some games. Okay, so I was sick of some of the other games I was playing, so I kind of made up my own called What okay. If. So it's basically just questions like, what if you did this or your date did this? And you kind of just say like how you would react.
Okay.
Okay. What if your date asked you to pay?
I would offer to split it. I have no problem paying if I offer, but someone asking me to pay for them is kind of weird. Right? Like, I would never agree. Do that.
Yeah. And I actually prefer to pay half. I just feel yeah. like it. Yeah, but it would be weird if they asked. What if they tell you they're a Trump supporter?
Oh, I walk out. No, I would awkwardly laugh and be like, oh, okay, that's okay. And then I would try and convert them, honestly. That's actually what I did with that guy 3 years ago. When I got him, he was a Trump supporter, and he voted for Hillary at the end of that. So that is, yeah, oh, wow. You know what? I didn't volunteer on her campaign, but I did that, and I'm very proud of it.
Yeah,
but
for
at
sure.
this point, knowing everything that man has done, I would honestly just, you know, awkwardly laugh and find a way to end the date.
I agree. Yeah, I dated a Trump supporter before he was president, and like same thing. I was just like asking him like, well, why and blah blah blah, and I obviously it didn't work out. But I feel like nowadays I'd be out of yeah, there as well.
Yeah.
What if they liked baby talk in the bedroom?
I actually had a guy who tried that with me, I guess, in a way. I guess it would depend on the context of it. I'm not keen on any, like, you know, daddy, little girl dynamics, so I would probably say no to that, but... yeah, I guess it would just depend on, like, the reasoning behind it. Because I'm not going to kink shame yeah, try anything not... once, but I don't like that dynamic for me.
Yeah, I agree. I'm the same. Like, I'll try it, but I probably won't be into it.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. What if they enjoy golden showers?
Oh, God. I was just watching that Sex and the City episode. I don't get it, and it's not something I would suggest, but if I liked them enough, I would try it in the shower.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. It would, yeah, I'm not really sure. I would try it in a shower.
Yeah, same. What if they say they don't like condoms or can't get up with condoms?
Well, they can get me off first, and then I'll give them a very nice blowjob.
Yeah, I get, like, super mad about that, and I'm usually just like, okay, well, then you're not getting
laid. Yeah, I'm like, kind of sleeping with a guy now, and he was like, are you on birth control? And I'm like, yeah, why? He's like, I haven't used a condom in, like, 3 years. And I'm like, well, you better go buy some, you know? You're gonna yeah. use that with me.
Yeah, agreed. What if they wanted to have a threesome?
Oh, I'm so into that. I have been dying to have a threesome, and every time I get close, someone bitches out, and it's never me.
Oh no! So you've never had one?
And I've come so close on so many occasions. I even went to a sex party in LA, and it still never happened.
Oh no! What if they cancel on you more than once?
If they cancel me more than once, I just assume that they're not interested. And at that point, I kind of stop reaching out to them. And so, you know, if they're going to cancel me more than once, that's on them to make it happen again. Because my time is valuable.
Yeah, I absolutely. They want an open relationship.
I think about this a lot. I guess in the early stages of dating, I don't really care if you're seeing other people, but I don't think an open relationship is for me. I think I just get a little bit too, I get insecure at times that I just get jealous. And I don't think I'd really be able to handle an open relationship.
Gotcha.
Right.
What if a couple wanted you to unicorn?
Oh, 100%. That is my ideal, like, threesome situation.
Yeah.
I would
yeah.
love that. Yeah, I think it would be so fun. Do you ever watch Broad City?
That yes. whole,
like, mushroom episode when Alana has a chance at, like, being a unicorn, I felt so bad for her, but also was just like, oh, my God, why isn't that me?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh, I love that show so much.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I just said I love that show so much.
I sobbed at the season finale.
Oh, my gosh, me too.
Way too close to home for me.
Yeah.
You know, I left New Jersey, which is pretty much the same thing as New York. Just where you go when you have children. And I left my best friend behind and I moved out west and it was just too real. It was too real.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I bet. Okay. So what if they tell you they don't like animals?
Like animals? Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No. I don't trust anyone in general who doesn't like animals. We co-evolved dogs, right?
Yeah, and I have a cat who is attached to my hip, so I'd be like, well, she has priority.
Yeah, 100%. There are a few people who my dog has met and just hated off the bat, and they all turned out to be jerks. And then the few people that, like, she's a bitch, but the few people that she's just, like, adored off the bat, like, honest to God, good people. So if they don't like animals, I don't trust them. And if my dog doesn't like them, they can get out.
Yes, agreed. What if they told you they were a virgin?
Oh boy, I would not. I'm in Utah, so I get asked an odd number of times to take people's virginity. And
what?
Yeah, they're just blunt about it. They'll just like message you and like be like, okay, so I just want to be honest, like I'm a virgin and like you're really hot, like would you want to have sex with me? And I'm like, no, like I'm sorry, but I'm 27, I'm too old for bad sex at this point. But sometimes they don't really give up. And so there's this one guy who I for some reason added on Snapchat, and he lived like 2 hours south of me, so we were honestly never gonna meet. But he like always begged me to take his virginity, and he's like, I'll come up to you. And I'm like, pal, it's not gonna happen. But he would regularly sext me videos of him in his religious garments, his religious underwear, which if you are not familiar with the LDS church, they have to wear like specific religious like shorts and t-shirts underneath all of their clothes. And so he would send me videos of him jerking off, which they're not allowed to do, in his religious underwear, through his religious underwear, moaning my name. And it was, oh God, I felt so bad, but it was so funny. And I just,
oh
I was like,
gosh,
I'm like,
yeah,
it's not going to happen, pal. And he just never stopped.
Oh my God.
And it was just, it was so ironic that he was still wearing that underwear.
Oh my God, that reminds me. I had somebody send me, so like on this app where I make the podcast, I had somebody send me, like people can send you voice notes, like other podcasters, and be like, hey, I really enjoy your podcast, like blah, blah, blah. I had somebody send me a voice message of them definitely like whacking off and like, or jerking off and like moaning and whatever. What? And I was just like, Oh my God, I like blocked it so quickly. So shout out to whoever that was. You're lucky I didn't upload it onto the, the podcast. Because I easily could have, which would have been hilarious.
It's like, is that a violation of privacy, though? Because he knows you're a podcaster and he sends it to this account.
Yeah, and I know that, like, my podcast is about sex and stuff, but that doesn't give you the right to, like, just, like, bombard my, like,
yeah, men, account. Like, they see, like, a sex-positive woman or a woman who's in touch with their sexuality, and they assume that she's, like, open game. And it's, I don't understand why they think that. Like, I'm sorry, but we have standards.
It's so frustrating, too, when I date now, like, and I bring up the podcast or whatever, like, they're like, oh, so you're, like, the last guy I went on a date with, he's like, oh, so you're like a sex expert, like a sexpert. And I was like, no. And he's like, you'll have to like teach me some things. And like, I'm just like, no.
I feel like whenever a guy says, oh, you have to teach me this, it just means they're lazy in bed.
Right. Exactly.
Like, come on, man.
Okay. So we're going to switch to Never Have I Ever. So, never have I ever role played.
Have I? I don't think I have, actually.
Ooh, you should try it.
I've, like, asked men about their fantasies, but I don't think we've ever actually acted one out. I'm not a good actress, though, so I don't know if it would go well.
I'm not really a good actress either. I mean, I grew up in the theater, but I like acting was, like, my least favorite. I was more of, like, a singer-dancer. Yeah. But I do love role play, so
how you never know. Is it fun?
So okay, fun.
I gotta try it.
I just, yeah, it's just really fun. Never have I ever used a household item as a sex toy.
I don't. No, no, that's a total lie. I was a teenager once. Yeah. Yeah, I did that once.
I don't think I have. I was trying to think of something.
Like once I got an iPhone, there was a way that you could test the different vibrations.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
I like put it in a plastic bag and tried to use it. It didn't work well, but I tried. I tried really hard.
Never have I ever had sex without kissing first.
Oh, I have. Oh God, I'm such a slut. I love it. I was in Budapest. I studied abroad in Scotland. I went to Budapest for a weekend with a friend, and they have these like thermal spas there. And what we found out is that they have like, they throw like a rave at these like bathhouses at night. So we got tickets for it and we went to go print them at the hostel. And the guy was like, oh, you're going to the orgy. And we're like, what? No, we're going to this party. He was right. And so there was just like, I mean, it was just a pool full of people like just fucking. It was a huge pool, like DJ, lasers, alcohol. And there was just like one guy I saw and he was so fucking hot. And I just like literally swam up to him, was like, do you want to fuck me? And like immediately started fucking him, like no kissing beforehand. There was no foreplay.
Oh my God. I love that. I love how bold you are. Like,
that's what
I mean, I am too, but like, I don't know if I,
sorry, I missed could, that.
Would do that. Sorry, I said, I love how bold you are. Like, I'm bold too, but I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, I was half a bottle of limoncello and like four kamikaze shots into my night. So there was very little holding me back at that point.
Never have I ever lost something during a hookup, like clothing, phone, wallet.
Oh. I first regularly lose my panties. To the point where whenever I go out, I have to keep a spare pair in my purse and the bouncers always call me out on it. But I once, oh, and it's embarrassing because my mom knows a story somehow and I wasn't the one who told her. But I once hooked up with a friend and I don't, oh God, I don't remember how it happened, but somehow I ended up back at his place. And it was, oh God, this is probably one of my most awkward sexual encounters because like, just all I remember is him fucking me. And this is such a long story. And I was watching the hair on his shoulders bounce.
Oh,
and
no.
I was just like, no, I have to leave. And so, and like, this is a guy I still keep in contact with, like an actual friend. And I was like, I gotta go. This isn't working for me. And like hopped out of bed and walked home. And I woke up the next morning and I realized that the Fitbit I had just gotten was missing. And I wasn't going to let that go. And so I called up my friends and I was like, hey guys, like, I think I left my Fitbit at the fraternity last night. Would you mind, like, I found this app that, you know, finds Bluetooth devices. Would you mind, like, just like walking around with me finding it? And it was the dead of winter. And I have good friends. So they were like, yeah, no problem. So we, you know, walked the way we walked to the fraternity, like looking at my phone, trying to see if the Fitbit pops up at any point. You know, we get to the fraternity, we walk around all the walls and it doesn't pop up. And I'm like, oh, fuck it. Like, someone must have snagged it. And, you know, dejected and getting ready to quit. And there was a coffee shop like a few blocks down the street. So my friend was like, fuck it, let's just go get some coffee. And so we're walking to this coffee shop and I'm just keeping an eye on my app. And I didn't tell them that I fucked this guy because they had a lot of opinions on him. He was a weird kid. And so I didn't tell them about that. I just told them that I think I lost the fraternity. And so we're walking to the coffee shop and all of a sudden my Fitbit pops up in this app. And I'm like, oh my God, guys, stop. Like, it's around here somewhere. And we're like looking in the bushes and like, I can't find it. I'm like, where the fuck is it? And my friend Rosie is just like standing on the sidewalk with her arms crossed. And she's like, Becky, do you know where we are? And I was like, no, where are we? And she's like, this is Pat's house. And I was like, oh. And she's like, did you fuck Pat last night? And I was like, yeah. And I guess my Fitbit's in his room. And then she's like, okay, let's, you know, go call him. And I'm like, I don't have his number. So she had to call him for me, and he was in the library, so we went to go get our coffee and like met him back at his house. And he like walks me up to his room and was like, so where do you think it would be? And I'm like, the bed area. And my friend Rachel literally could not stop laughing, had to leave the house entirely as we searched his bed for my Fitbit. We eventually found it. We froze our asses off in the process, and that's when I finally bought a winter coat that covered my butt. But it was just all around just like so embarrassing for me.
I love that.
Oh my God.
Never have I ever been injured during sex.
What was that?
Never have I ever been injured during sex.
Oh yeah, I have. Have you really not?
No, I have, like, okay. Just, but nothing serious, like, you know, just, like, hitting my head or, like, falling off the bed or...
Okay, so then this is, like, going to be a little rough to hear. I once tore my vagina.
Oh, my God, tell me everything.
I was, okay, first off, I've done this twice. The first time was with a guy, and we were having, like, it was rough sex, but... It wasn't anything rougher than normal. And, you know, I self-lubricate. We had lube. I thought everything was, like, okay. We finished, and there's, like, blood all over him. And he's like, are you, like, expecting your period? And I'm like, no, but I guess it came early. And it was just different, you know? Like, I knew just from the texture of it that something was off. And so after he left, I got, like, a little compact out. And there were, like, two tears inside of me. And I called my gynecologist, like, crying. And she was like, just use more lube, honey. It's okay. Just, like, wait a couple days. It'll heal on its own. And just use some more lube. And I was like, okay. And it did. I mean, it's fine. You know, the vagina take care of itself. But then I really embarrassingly did it again when I was alone. I had this, like, rabbit vibrator I got from Adam and Eve. And it terrified me. And it was, like, I only used it occasionally. And I guess I just, like, I don't know what happened, but I injured myself again with it and I threw it away. And I was like, this is fucking done. I'm done with this shit.
Oh my God. I can't. I would be like freaking out too and like calling like Planned Parenthood, like, what do I do?
It's like, it is such a, like, it can take a pounding and then also it can't.
Definitely. Never have I ever received a noise complaint from having sex.
Oh, this is a Utah one. Okay. My answer is Utah. I have not received a noise complaint, but I once had sex really loud over the summer with my window open. I didn't realize the window was open at first, and no one said anything to me, but the missionaries arrived at my door the next day. And they didn't, because I had a suspicion that one of my neighbors kept calling in on me, because they would come to my house very frequently, and they didn't go to anyone else. They came to my house, and when I, like, you know, shooed them away, they didn't go to anyone else's house. They just fucking left.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone was upset with me and thought I needed Jesus in my life.
Oh, no. Never have I ever been to a sex club.
I have not been to a sex club, but I went to a sex party once.
How was that?
It was really lame. The guy I was seeing at the time was, like, a member of some, like, sex online organization for LA. And there was a party the weekend that I was visiting, so we decided to go. And it was, like, in someone's hotel room. And there were, like, three other couples and, like, one single guy, like, all around, like, all their mid-20s, like, early 30s. And it was just very awkward. And, like, we were sitting around watching basketball. And me and the guy I was seeing, you know, he was like, all right, well, like, this is awkward, guys, you know, do we want to play a game? Do we want to, like, do something? Everyone's like, and he was like, okay, how about this? Like, why don't we all, like, go out as a group, you know, and see where the night takes us, which I thought was a fantastic idea. Like, we weren't getting anywhere in this hotel room, but it's a lot easier when you're at a bar with a bunch of friends to get, you know, to open up a little bit. And everyone was against it. And so, like, another couple had already left, so we left as well, because it just wasn't, you know, it was a room full of people who signed up for a sex party and no one really wanted to have sex.
Yeah, that sucks.
It was bizarre. I was so disappointed.
I would have been too, because, like, I just need to get myself to a sex party or something, and I would be so disappointed if, like, it didn't happen.
Well, this club has locations in New York if you want me to add you.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll send you a referral link later if I can find it.
Yes, please.
They don't have anything in Salt Lake, though, unfortunately.
Ugh. Never have I ever slept with a coworker.
Oh, I haven't. It was so hot.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah, I've slept with a bunch.
It was this guy when I worked at a bar, and he was, like, a couple years younger than me, and, like, oh, God, he was so fucking hot. Like, his body was insane, to the point where, like, he worked out so much and, like, was so conscious about his eating that, like, I had to explain to him that he needed salt in his life, and, like, bought him a salt shaker at one point. Like, just ripped. And he had a girlfriend, and they finally broke up, and, like, I thought he'd been flirting with me, and then literally the week after they broke up, we got drinks and, like, fuck, and his mattress on the floor. It was wonderful. Huge dick.
Ooh, that sounds so hot.
It was so hot.
Never have I ever watched somebody else get it on.
I haven't. No. Have you?
Yeah, me neither.
No. I don't know if I would enjoy it. I think I want to get involved too much.
Yeah, I agree with you there for sure.
I do, though, kind of sometimes think about someone watching me. But never.
Oh, well, that I would love. I love having it.
Right? Like, I have this, like, fantasy of, like, having sex with someone I really like, and then, like, someone else just kind of, like, watching.
Yeah, that does sound nice. Never have I ever masturbated with a partner.
Oh, of course I have. That's so fun.
Yeah. I agree. I used to say, like, I wasn't that into it because it was, like, me time.
Yeah.
But I feel like as I've gotten older, I've enjoyed it more.
I mean, I guess there's definitely a difference between, like, me masturbating with a partner and me masturbating alone. But I think it's a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
I'm really embarrassing. Sorry about that, too.
You can tell it. Go ahead.
Oh, God. Okay. I was who the fuck am I? Okay. So when I was in college, I was seeing this guy. And I don't remember the night, but I remember waking up with my vibrator in hand next to him. And I was like, what the fuck happened last night? And he was like, oh, well, you wanted to masturbate together. And so you got your vibrator out and then you fell asleep using it. It was really cute. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I love that he was like, it was cute.
He thought it was adorable.
I love that. That's so cute that he thought it was cute.
Yeah, he was a pal until he wasn't.
Yeah. All right, so last one.
Okay.
Oh my God, the last one is never have I ever passed out during. I guess we know the answer to that.
I guess, but it wasn't with, I was, you know, he wasn't inside of me. It was just a vibrator.
Right. Well, thank you so much. You've been lovely. I loved all of your stories.
Thank you. I had a good time. Advice? I guess. I was talking to my mom about this today. Ladies, speak up in bed. Say what you want. Get yours first. Fuck these guys.
Yes. Let's definitely end on that note. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a nice night.
You too.
Bye.